Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So joining me right now is Eugene Herbert, who is the chief executive of MasterDrive. And I want to know about destructive driving habits, because hopefully if I learn about those, firstly, I can prevent it for myself, but it will also help me to drive defensively. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, well, and you, Cathy. Thank you very much.
Okay, so can we talk about destructive driving habits?
Well, yeah, sure. Thank you. It's interesting. There was a bit of a play on words. I thought I misheard you. Distracted driving. It sounded like destructive driving habits. And really it is.
Yes.
And, you know, for those who probably don't know it, it can take various forms. But the one that we're really concerned about is the one that is given to contribute the most crashes, and that's using the cell phone while driving. And if I can just share the following with you, it just helps it to put into perspective. You know,
yes.
Many people think, now I can multitask. You know, I can steer and dial and all of these things. There's three components that contribute toward distracted while driving. Two are manageable, as it were. And that is, if one takes one's eyes off the road, you are distracted for a period of time. Now, the important point about that is, you say, well, okay, I've only taken my eyes off the road for 2 seconds. But relate that to the distance that you travel if you're traveling at 120, for example. So we're traveling at 120 kilometers an hour. That's 33 meters per second. So you would have traveled 66 kilometers. But here's the catch. The experts tell us that the total distracted time amounts to about 5 seconds. Now, can you imagine driving down the road for 5 seconds blindfolded? I'm sure the thought must be horrifying. So that's the one component, eyes off the road. The second one, one hand off the wheel. And you know, the reason why you have two hands and a steering wheel to grip on both sides is for you have better control. That's not the end of the world, because many people can do that fairly well. However, and here's the real serious part. The scientists tell us that the brain cannot function or cope with two equally important tasks simultaneously. It will default to one or the other. Now, while you're driving, it's easy for your eyes to be on the road and you take a couple of things, etc., because there's a pattern forming. But what's happening with the conversation that you're having, and let's just talking for a moment, the mind is putting pictures in place. So therefore, if there's an emergency, what do you see? Your partner tells you, your kid tells you, I've had an accident. You think the worst case scenario. So where does your mind go? So clearly we cannot do that as well. And then of course, there's a number of other things that speak to it, but the cognizant incapacity of driving and using your cell phone is really disastrous. And then of course, let's not forget about the fact that, and I'm sure you've seen this, you mentioned just now about stopping next to a nice car and it's got no license disc. But you travel past intersections. How many people, as soon as they come to a stop, what's the first thing that they do? They pull out their cell phone. WhatsApping, Facebook, you name it.
That's even worse than talking on the cell phone. I mean, actually texting messaging and driving versus talking on a handheld rather than, you know, on a hands-free. I mean, that's
catastrophic, Kathy.
Yeah.
It's catastrophic. Yeah. Did you get those stats that we shared with people? Driving, distracted while driving, and let's talk about specifically the point that you mentioned now. It's about the messaging, you know, that you're texting and things like that. You are six times more likely to be involved in a crash than while driving drunk. Now, we know it's an anathema to drive under the influence, but people will very easily say, oh, look at that drunk driver. He shouldn't be on the road. But they're quite happy to stick a phone. And here's another one, and I'm sure you've seen it. They've all got Bluetooth, but why is it that they insist on holding the phone next to their ear? I really, it's incomprehensible.
That's true. Why would somebody do that? If you've got Bluetooth,
I think they like to show their latest phone. or they don't know how to connect their Bluetooth. That's a possibility.
You know, it's so interesting. I mean, if you think about what a risk it is to text and drive at the same time, what message could possibly be that important that you're actually endangering your life? It's crazy. So
we've got some brilliant videos that demonstrate how serious this is, but of course people don't want to hear it. You know, there's an interesting study. It's called risk homeostasis. It was a Professor Cook in Canada. What it showed is that people are prepared to exchange the benefits of something and trade that off against the disadvantages. And here's a perfect example. Most people will recognize today that smoking is bad. It yes. causes cancer, all of those things. Yet, you ask a smoker, why do you continue to smoke? He says, because I enjoy it. And that's the same thing with cell phones. They trade off the advantages against the possibility of having a crash. And there's that one stat that we shared with you. 8 times more likely to be involved in a crash.
Yeah, look, I think smoking's a little bit different. You know, there's an actual chemical dependency. But maybe the same thing as with cell phones. You know, every time you're getting a hit of dopamine. Yeah, Eugene, unfortunately, that's where we leave it. But I would like to chat to you some more. And don't
Anytime,
text and drive.
Please, we're happier.
You too. By the way, do you like licorice or do you not like licorice? Today's licorice day.
Hey, listen, I love butter on anything.
on your licorice.
No. That's extreme. Just go back to your matzah and all of those things. That's where butter belongs. Okay, take care.
Thanks, Eugene. Take care. That's Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive. Go and check out their website and go and see all those reports. Absolutely fascinating.